in about 2 weeks, we'll think about Christmas. Please allow me to do a comparative analysis of the two texts that have been led to us today. Now, we're going to start with the one from the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Now, there was a war in heaven, and this war was between Lucifer, also known as Satan, and the angels of light led by Michael, the archangel. And the Bible says that the devil could not stand it, and he was hurled down from heaven. And when he was hurled down, the angels, what the Bible calls the heavenly hosts, did a very interesting song. Now, this song was in two parts. Now, the first part was a joyful part. They were so happy that they said, "Oh, rejoice, you heavens. Good riddance. The devil, the troublemaker, is no longer with us." And when they had finished that joyful song, they entered into a sad song. They said, "Wait a minute, where is this guy going?" And they said, "Woe unto the inhabitants of the world, because the devil is coming your way. And he is furious," the Bible says, "because he knows that his time is short." Why did the angels cry for us? They cried because they know, as the Apostle John says, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. They knew his mission was not good for us. They knew that he was coming to mislead many, even the most loved. They knew that the devil was not for us. Hence, they cried and said, "Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth." Now, so many years later, we see another entry. Now, this entry is a glad entry, because Christ came down from heaven. And when he came down, the same heavenly host, the same angels, because they don't change, they entered into a song. This time round, it was a joyful song alone. They rejoiced and said, "Peace and goodwill to the inhabitants of the world, because your Savior has come. Joy to the world, your Savior has come." Why did they rejoice? They rejoiced because they knew very well, as the Apostle Peter says, that he did not come to do anything else. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And that's why they rejoiced and said, "Joy to the world. Good news to us." And friends, as we enter into this season of Christmas, it is a season of joy. It is a season of happiness. Not because we can eat and marry, because we know the reason for which the Son of Man was made manifest is so that he can destroy the work of the devil. And he is in that business, destroying the work of the devil. And friends, even as we think about Christmas, please let us be reminded that his first coming would not be, his second coming rather, would not be like his first coming. His first coming was humble. He was born in a manger. He who created man was born by man in a manger. Very lowly circumstances. But friends, when he comes again, he will not be born in that manger. The Bible says he will come down from heaven with all the glory of heaven, and the eyes of everyone will see him, including the eyes of them that put him on that cross. The Bible says they will see him descend. So every eye will see him, and that day will come and it will not fail. Now, when he came for the first time, he was rejected. He was spat on. He was insulted. But when he comes again, because he will come again, he will come to judge the living and the dead. His first coming, he came to save us. He that was God, Philippians chapter 2 says, left all that glory from heaven and came down to us. But when he comes again, he will not come to save. He will come to pick them that are his. And I pray that this faith community will be part of that call. For the trumpet shall sound, the Bible says, and those that are dead in Christ shall be raised first, and we that are alive and remaining shall meet him in the air, and forever and ever we shall be together with the Lord. So friends, as we think about his coming, let us know that his second coming is imminent and it will come. And when it comes, I pray that we shall all be prepared. We shall have Christ born in our hearts, because that is what will matter. And that day will come and it will not fail. Joy to the world. May this season bring you joy and good tidings. May this season refresh your spirit. May this season give you some peace. May this season be a blessed season for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please let's stand for prayer. You can go ahead and clap.